N4RSN Mobile.
4RSN N4ZLK. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Wonderful. You headed off to work? Or are you coming back from work? Still working for the power company?
Ma'am, I'm heading in this morning. I think we got some training today, so thankfully I won't be out in the rain.
So, you're going to have some bad weather and you'll be out there working all night.
I guess the good and bad of it is right now I don't have to worry about that because that's the good of it. The bad of it is because I'm in school having to get my CDL, so I leave the house this time every morning, and as soon as I get to leave work, I go straight to school, and I don't get home until about 10 o'clock.
They're going to be driving, they want everybody to have their CDL there, or are they just certain people?
Because our trucks are over 26,000 pounds, and we have to pull the pull trailers every now and then, it's a requirement to have a Class A. I've got my permit, so I can drive with somebody right now, but yeah, you got to have your Class A's. You can technically do it on a Class B, driving the truck by itself, but they want everybody to have the Class A so that you can pull the pull trailer.
That's good to have anyway. Are you taking a class on automatic or standard?
At the Tri-County Anderson campus down off of Highway 28.
Yeah, do they still have stick shift trucks or are they all in automatics now?
Still in the manual trucks. I think they're going to keep it that way as long as they can so that they can get people through without the automatic restriction or manual restriction, however it is they do that.
You need to have that. I'm glad you're still able. That's still available.
Offers a CDL program now that they've started this federal thing. But yeah, it's kind of why I elected to do the Tri-County route. I could have done it on company time, but I would have had two restrictions. I'd have had the manual restriction and I'd have had a pendle hook restriction. I couldn't do a fifth wheel, which, like I say, I'm hoping this is where I retire, and I hope I don't ever need no CDL primarily, but you know, it's a good fallback, and it's just a little bit more of my time.
Skill to have something, even if you're not using it all the time, it's something that you've got under your belt.
Absolutely. Quick question. Am I coming into this repeater okay?
If I'm mobile on 85, headed northbound, coming up from the lower part of the state, so it seems to be a little in and out, hilltop in here, but you're hitting the repeater fine.
I'm coming through Williamston right now, and I know it's usually decent through here. You're kind of in and out. I can make out every bit of what you're saying, but it just kind of drops out for a split second or two. But I know once I hit tells there here in a second, it completely drops off.
In reverse, I'm over here 85, not the other side of Williamson from Pelzer. But I couldn't pick you up. You must be kind of lower. But yeah, you're hitting good. So there seems to be more areas now where there's a lot of shadows. But who knows?
AA3JCA. I mean, Shane, I just wanted to let the other gentleman know that I'm over here in Simpsonville and I have you full quieting into the repeater with no noise. Shane's doing a little bit of picket fencing, but or hill topping, as he calls it. So yes, but you're doing good. KA3JCA.
4RSN Friday. I heard somebody saying I believe you was talking about me. That's coming in full quiet, and I think I've just about dropped into that dead zone here in Pelzer. So I'm gonna let y'all have it for now. But I appreciate you letting me know that if that's what you were saying. I'm trying out a new antenna. It's a little bit smaller, so I don't have to worry about bumping stuff, so that's why I was curious, but I appreciate it. If signal picks back up, I'll jump back in.
That audio was full. You're making it into the repeater, so you're just not hearing the repeater. So, all right, just wanted to let you know. Good morning, Shane. And Sally said good morning, too. She's laying here listening.
I was going to say hello if she was. if she was there. And yeah, Andrew, I seem to be having that same issue. I can hit the repeater a lot better than I can receive it for some reason lately. But you're coming apparently. But if I don't talk to you, have a good day. Good luck in that class. And I'm glad you're able to take that. KO4RSN, N4ZLK. Go ahead, Richard.
We'll say hi and bye to Andrew there. I don't think I've spoken with him before. He may have, I don't know. I have to check my logs. How's the drive there, Shane? You're almost to the planter, still about an hour out.
Good. It hasn't been raining much. It's kind of drizzling. I'm about 20 minutes away, I guess. Depending on traffic, maybe not quite that far. But it does get, the traffic really picks up these last few miles. Just came up next to 34 here, which is Highway 29 going to Anderson. And it just gets heavier and heavier coming up to Piedmont 153. The people just coming out of it, coming up as exit ramps like bees coming out of a hive.
Imagine they're all headed toward Greenville, right? It's funny how when I go to Spartanburg to my doctor's appointments, I try to leave early enough. And I know everybody's coming into Greenville or heading to Greenville and Anderson and stuff from the other direction going south. But it just, some mornings it just seems like, where's all this traffic headed to?
HKX, good morning, Richard. Good morning, Shane.
Richard, I have a theory. I think it's a requirement that if wherever you work, you have to live on the other side of town, so everybody has to cross to get to work. Go ahead, Patrick.
KO4HKX, or you can just drive from another state.
That too, because, yeah, Sally said she has trouble crossing the hallway, you know, all that traffic going up and down the hallway. Yep, here. She does. The only thing she really has to watch out is the days that she's running late. It's like a race zone down the hallway.
First stop yet?
Yeah, and I'm still coming down the mountain.
The other machine, I couldn't hit it. I think you were talking to Ken briefly, but I just got a phone with Beth. Flipped it on to see if you guys were on. Go ahead, Richard.
I was talking to Ken this morning, and good morning, Miss Sally. I forgot to tell you good morning when I come in there.
She said, good morning, Patrick. I hit the button by mistake and changed frequencies. It almost started to transmit on the A2 machine. Oh. So, did you get my text messages last night?
Miss Sally, if y'all can hear me, I'm going to bail out because I can't hear y'all. KO4HKX, I'm clear. 73.
Are you in a little bit? Shane, go ahead. KA3JCA.
Repeater, but you just can't hear.
A repeater output power has dropped or something. KA3JCA.
Oh, well. How have you been, Richard? You and Sally, you doing all right? Did she have a good trip back from Colorado?
Coming back, I think, was a little bit more bumpier than going out, because I think we were having the storms here locally and the rain, because Ashley and I had to drive up in the rain. But I already told Sally that we either need to leave, she needs to catch an earlier flight so we're not driving back in the, my daughter calls them spider webs, but it's the fog and so forth like that, but that we're not driving back so late, or I'm telling the person that she needs to just fly her directly into GSP.
Come from?
To Asheville to fly out and picked her up from Asheville, because it's a nonstop flight from Asheville to Colorado.
That airport a couple times. Looked around for the best price, and the, like you say, a nonstop flight. Funny how airports will do different locations like that, or different destinations. But it is kind of worth it, but yeah, that's a longer drive for you up there.
About the longer drive, it's still closer than Charlotte, but it's just the fact that during the daytime, it's not a problem. But with me not driving anymore, Ashley has to drive at night and up and down the mountains, especially when it's raining. And, you know, she's not experienced enough to know when there's ice on the road or she's hydroplaning very well or so forth. So I have to be a backseat driver, which I hate doing. But there's also, you know, times that she tailgates a little too close. And I try to tell her it's going to happen. You have to be prepared.
Hard, me too. Just when you least expect it.
Those cars that has that automatic braking on it, which that scares me too, because if you're driving and it all of a sudden slams on a brake and a car behind you doesn't have the automatic brake, they're going to hit you from the backside.
I'm not a big fan of them either. I think they, because I've experienced it, you may have heard me say it, they make you lazy. When you're just relying on something that's supposed to happen, and then you change vehicles to one that doesn't have it, and you don't think about it, and you forget that you're supposed to do that. So I just think it's better we all know how to drive and do everything.
That. So that was just like when they came out with cruise control. People just kind of lean back and sit back, take their foot off, and just let the car go until the car starts acting up and accelerating on its own.
Cruise control, I like that. And, you know, it's been around since, as long as I can remember, so maybe it's kind of the same thing, I don't know. But by the way, I was going to tell you, I was talking to another ham the other day, KD4DRA, he's out in Simpsonville, he's on the other side of Simpsonville from you. He might be interested in talking to you a little bit about DMR. He's got a DMR radio. I think he's done a little bit with it, but he knows who you are. He said he's tried to contact you a couple times.
I sent Rick a couple of emails, but he's never responded.
I think he sent you a couple of emails, but he never heard back from you, so there must be some miscommunication there. Somebody's got the wrong email, or maybe it's going to spam or junk folder.
Because a couple of his I did find in the junk folder, and I made sure to add him back to my inbox, and I hit reply to his message, and I had, but yeah, he doesn't live but about 5 to 10 miles from me.
Yeah, I just think of driving, as the crow flies, it's not that far, but yeah, he's down there off between West Georgia and Fairview Road, but yeah, really close, we are neighbors, we could sit out on the back deck and talk on Simplex. I'm a little 1 milliwatt HT, and had a good time just chit-chatting on the back deck a lot of times.
Yeah, I remember when Rick was babysitting or watching his granddaughter for his children, for either his daughter or son, but I'd went over to the house and picked up a couple things, and we were swapping some files back then. Back when I was in the club and he was in the club. I don't know if he's still in the club or not, but I remember him.
For you, and if you could probably get him on Simplex. He keeps it on 146.505 a lot. If you've got a radio or an antenna up as high as, you told me, what, 30, 40 feet, something like that, you might be able to hit him on Simplex at some point when he's got it turned on.
Actually, funny that you say that. It's not this radio that I have now, but I had another radio in the room that had the frequency programmed in. There's a group of hams, 4 or 5 of them, that they monitor a certain frequency, and I think he said he had it tone-coded so that only they break the squelch, so he's not hearing other calls.
I used to talk to him on that. In fact, I just talked to him the other night. I was down there making that pickup in Fountain Inn, and I called him, and he came back to me. So, anyway, Richard, hope you and Sally have a good morning. I'm getting off the exit here. Got to watch what I'm doing. Good to hear you this morning, and we'll talk to you again. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
It was 146.505.
46505.
Okay, sir. Well, Shane, you have a wonderful day. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning. And Sally looks forward to hearing your voice on the radio in the morning. That's the first thing when she gives me my cup of coffee, she'll say, have you heard from Shane yet? And I'll say, not yet. So, but, yeah, it was good talking to you. Enjoy the day and get some sleep. KA3JCA.
More often than 73N4ZLK.